Good morning, it's 8464CA. I always really enjoy these opportunities, and I've been lucky enough to get a bit of a preview screening of a brand new Australian film. It actually releases this week. It's called Bosch and Rocket. Now, I've got an opportunity to talk to the director, but as a bit of an extra surprise, Rasmus King, one of the stars of the show, joins us this morning. Hey, Tyler and Rasmus, great to talk to you this morning.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
And Rasmus, if I can start with you, I mean, let me just give a little bit of a background of the film. It stars Luke Hemsworth. It's a heartfelt coming-of-age drama inspired by true stories from the life of the filmmaker, Tyler Atkinson. So I'm sure we're going to have some interesting things to talk about. It's both an entertaining and very much a moving drama. And with a son who's 19 years of age, the story about being a father-son bond at its heart is something that really touched my heart as well, because my son and I, living on the Great Barrier Reef, we spend a lot of time on the reef together, and it's, I guess, one of those things that's, you know, brought us very, very close together. Maybe my son's got a colourful father, maybe not as colourful as Bosch, the part that's played by Luke Hemsworth in the movie. Rasmus, if I can start with you, you're a young fella. I've really enjoyed watching from the opening scenes of seeing you there, your beautiful blonde locks, and I must admit it reminds me of my son, because he's had really, really long hair, and he's had one of the best mullets around Cairns in the region for many, many years. It just seems to be one of the things that a lot of younger people do these days for the guys, is to actually have that long hair.
I love long hair, and I'm just gonna keep it.
Yeah, look, it actually is a compliment, and hopefully you'll take it as a compliment as well.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, look, if we can move on and talk to you a little bit further, Tyler, you know, this is actually based on true events, and it's true events from your own life. I do notice from reading some of the notes here as well, is that you actually went out with Paris Hilton for a while. I don't want to talk about that. I'm actually more interested in talking about some of the things that you've been up to in your life that's based on this film, Bosch and Rocket. Tell me a little bit more about some of the colourful things that you've been up to over the years, Tyler.
Yeah, well, I'll sort of condense it down into the last probably 2 years full-time. I've been making this movie every day of my life, 18 hours a day, 7 days a week. And I've been writing it for probably the last 6 years. So, you know, it takes an army to make a movie. It's just so incredibly challenging and tough, and you never stop, you never sleep. I'm really blessed that we finally have an end product that about 60 or 70 Australians gave everything that they had to create this film, Bosch and Rocket.
And what about your life? What about the input from you? Some of your experiences and things that have obviously you've managed to put into what is a very heartfelt, beautifully shot, I've got to say as well. You know, the scenes that I've seen are just amazing. But there's also, I guess, the narrative. And, you know, I want to hear a little bit more about your expose something. Tell us some more, Tyler.
Yeah, it's based off my childhood, and I finally got to a place where I was okay to tell it and okay to share it in, you know, hopes that people can watch it and sort of question themselves or question how they parent their kids, or as a child, how you forgive your parents. But, I almost died with kidney disease. Well, I was in hospital in and out for 2 years, and it was quite intense when I was about 21. And, you know, I was studying acting at the time, and I was just in a really bad place. And I went to India and studied, you know, yoga and meditation and different religions. And, you know, I got to a place where I learned I had to forgive my parents for what I'd been through as a kid. And, it was quite amazing that over probably 4 or 5 or 6 years of just learning about forgiveness and communication, and knowing that every mistake that happened or every trauma that I held on to, it was okay, you know, because I'm a man and I can grow through stuff. And so I finally got to a place where I was okay to tell a story in a story of my childhood that I was just holding on to so tight as a young kid, you know, and young adult lost. And it's quite a personal story.
Inspirational, though. And, you know, as a father, and I said that at the beginning of our interview, you know, I've got a very close relationship with my son, and particularly, you know, the sea is very much part of our relationship. So there were so many aspects of the film that I really, you know, it really touched my heart as well. Rasmus, what about from your position as a 16-year-old lad? You know, I guess we're talking about some of these adult themes, but, you know, I should imagine that you've got a father. Funny that. But what about that from your perspective? You know, how did you feel about, you know, I guess acting out some of those aspects of a father-son relationship from the aspect of a son?
I've been fortunate enough to have, you know, an amazing family, you know, a really supportive family my whole life. So that's been, you know, really good. And I think, you know, you can obviously see Rocket had, you know, a couple of challenges with that. He didn't, you know, always have his family, you know, there for him. It's not that they, you know, didn't love him or anything. It's just that, you know, they just didn't really know how to be parents. They had Rocket at such a young age. They just, you know, it was challenging for them. And, you know, he got let down a fair bit. And, I mean, I could relate to that, you know, because, I mean, even though I've had, you know, a really good upbringing, it's like, you know, everyone's kind of experienced being, you know, let down, even if it's not by their family. They've been let down by someone in their life. So I feel like, you know, everyone can kind of relate to that.
Yeah, and I think you play the character very well. It's very relatable. And I guess that, you know, reaching out to want to have that love, particularly from both parents, because it is a broken family that we're talking about in the film here.
Yeah.
And I guess that's translated well, even though it's not your own personal experience. I guess, you know, you must gather things from friends and family to have been able to portray the character of Rocket in the film.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, my dad actually helped me out a lot as well. He had a pretty, you know, rough upbringing, the same, you know, growing up in the 80s and stuff. Yeah, I've known a lot of people that have had that, so I could, you know, get a lot of help.
And, mate, I really enjoyed the dad jokes. I have a dad joke segment on my radio station, and I've got to admit to you that a few days ago I stole the line about the baby astronaut, so I should give you guys credit where credit's due there.
Yeah, that's so funny.
It was great. And look, I loved the
dad joke.
Yeah, it was like fantastic. The one about the magpie, I thought I probably couldn't tell on the radio. But I did like that one as well, Rasmus. But we'll leave that for people to go and check it out because it is in cinemas on the 18th of August. As we wrap up this morning, I do also want to talk about somebody who's well known here in the Cairns region. She used to live down the road from me as a 13, 14-year-old and used to ride her horse past my house every day, Isabel Lucas. So, you know, there's some big names in there, obviously Luke Hemsworth and Isabel Lucas. So that's, I guess, a nice touch for people in this Cairns region as well, Tyler.
Yeah, exactly. My mum actually used to live in Cairns, so Cairns is quite close to me, and my little sister lived there, and, I'm a Queenslander too, so, you know, I definitely love this side of Australia.
Rasmus, if I can say to you that, you know, your performance was particularly engaging, it was very real, and for such a young lad, I'm sure a lot of people tell you this, I think you got a big future, lad.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I'm really excited for what's coming next. I definitely want to do a lot more acting, and, ever since that first day on set, I just knew it was something I really wanted to do.
Surfing and fishing, and I reckon you'd probably get on all right with my lads. So when you come up to the Cairns region, we'll take you out in the boat and we'll do some fishing and some spear fishing. And I guess that connection that I talked about there particularly, that you've really brought out there really strongly, and I guess it really touched my heart as well. Tyler Atkinson, you've done a great job on the film. You've both done an amazing job, and we're looking forward to seeing it. It releases this Thursday, the 18th. We've got some double passes to give away. And I think for people of all ages, there's something about this film that will really, really touch your heart. It's been a real delight to talk to you both. Of course, the man behind the film, Tyler Atkinson, and Rasmus, it's been a wonderful opportunity to talk to you as well.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. It's great meeting you.
I reckon we get up early before the sunrise and the wind's asleep and the dolphins are just waking up. It's magic in the air, magic in the water. Water.
When's Mum coming home?
I wish I could tell you, mate.
hates you.
Stop right there!
Rocket! Let's go!
I don't have time to explain.
Where are you going?
Leave no trace, alright? Take everything. Let's go, let's go! What's happening down there, buddy?
It's swarming with police, boss.
I never told you what my job was. I do a bunch of stuff that I don't want to do.
Where's Rocket?
It's Mom.
She hasn't been around for a while.
Your father's going to spend the rest of his life in jail.
Now look at me. Look at me.
It really is a wonderful new Australian film. It releases this Thursday. Now, if you'd like a double pass to go along, you can go along to a cinema and, of course, at a time that suits you. Let's give away two double passes right now. Be the third and fourth caller through 1300 872 911.
The Christian O'Connell Show.